We've had this big $418 million settlement with the National Association of Realtors. Everybody just got all worked up and up in arms. People are making statements like commissions are going to drop by 30, 40, 50%. Home prices are going to drop by 20%. Real estate market's going to just go into chaos and confusion. Here's my prediction. Not much is going to happen. You know why? Because my MLS here in the Seattle area has already proactively put a number of these measures that this lawsuit is put into a settlement agreement. They've already done that for a couple of years. And you know what changed? Nothing. Let's get into it. Here we go. This article is shocking in its inaccuracy. And this is what we're seeing with the major media out there, is they're just making all these wild predictions. And you've already got MLSs that have implemented these things into their systems. And have any of the things that, you know, CNN is predicting are going to come true? Have they happened? No, they haven't. The 6% commission on buying or selling a home is gone after Realtors Association agrees to seismic settlement. Yeah. What a bunch of nonsense. 6% commission, a standard in home purchase transactions, is no more. In a sweeping move expected to dramatically reduce the cost of buying and selling a home, it will not. It will not, because sellers are still going to try and get the highest amount of money they can for their house. The fact that Realtors commissions they're not going to go down. It's not going to impact the price of the house. They're still going to go for the moon. Why wouldn't they? Their fiduciary responsibility to themselves is to get the most money for their home, period. This other stuff is just ridiculous nonsense that sells news articles. And that's what CNN does, but not very well, because if you look at their nightly watch volume, not a lot of people turn it into CNN, right? National Association of Realtors announced Friday a settlement with groups of home sellers agreeing to end landmark antitrust lawsuits by paying $418 million, yada, yada. The NAR, which represents more than 1 million realtors, also agreed to put in place a set of new rules. So that's where my MLS, the Northwest Multiple Listing Service, has proactively did that. And so some of the things that have changed is that sellers can offer zero commission for the buyer's agent, but they're not going to do that because their goal is to sell the home. So you've got the listing agent, the person that their name is on the sign out in front of the home. That's the listing agent. That actually represents the sellers. The buyer's agent is the one that brings the buyer in and negotiates a deal with the seller's agent. You got two agents. Now, because most people don't want to negotiate their own sale, most people don't want to negotiate the biggest investment of their lives because that's a stupid move. I mean, do it if you want. If you want to try and do that, I was able to buy and sell my own home once back in 1966. And if you want to do that, that's fine. But the exposure you're taking by representing yourself, you got an idiot for a client. That's my opinion as a managing broker. But if you want to go down that road, you can. But the problem is that sellers want to get top dollar. And if they want to get a bidding war going, you know, which is highly likely, especially right now, when you've got extremely low levels of inventory, you know, you're not going to offer zero commission to a buyer. And if a buyer sees that there's no commission and they're going to have to cough up money, I mean, it's not going to happen. They're going to say, you know what? We love the house, but we flat don't have the extra, you know, 15 grand, whatever it is, that would cover the buyer's agent commission. We don't have that. So find us a home that does have that. Let's make an offer on that. That's what's happened. And you know what? In my market, nobody offered zero commission. Nobody. It just wasn't a thing. Wasn't a thing. Now, we have seen real estate commissions drop, but you've also, instead of having straight 3%, you've had a situation where they've gone to maybe 2.5% and in some markets 2. But you've also had property values explode. So straight 3% on 150 grand or 2.5% on 2 million or a million. You know, do those numbers. And you'll kind of get an idea of, oh, okay, yeah, all right, 2.5% isn't bad. So maybe it's somewhere, you know, 5% now total, 2.5% for the buyer's agent, 2.5% for the seller's agent. So we got NAR represents a million realtors. They put in a place to set a new rules. One prohibits agents' compensation from being included on listings placed on local centralized listing portals known as MLS services, which critics say led brokers to push more expensive properties on customers. There's so few customers. There's so few properties out there. The customers are looking at everything all the time. That's just, this is nonsense. This is just CNN misinformation. Another ends requirements that brokers subscribe to multiple listing services, many of which are owned by NAR subsidiaries. My brokerage, Summit Properties Northwest, does not belong to the National Association of Realtors. We never have. We never have. We don't see the value in it. And if you want to try and promote, I got this NAR little badge pin thing, you know, whatever that is. If you can make that work, go for it. But my agents choose to not spend the $800-$900 a year in NAR dues for something that, you know, gets them implicated in a $418 million lawsuit. Well, then, you know what I mean? Where homes are given a wide viewing in a local market, another new rule will require buyers' brokers to enter into written agreements with their buyers. Okay, so January 1st, we had that happen here in the Seattle area. And you know what? So you enter into a buyer's broker, you know, agreement. I don't think that's a terrible thing. What that's going to do, it's agents that can't get it together enough to have their clients sign that agreement, can't convince their buyers of the validity and worth of that agreement. They're not going to be around because this is new law. You got to do it. So when the state comes in to regulate your transactions, you need to have a buyer's agreement on all the buyer transactions. So you just got to put one together. The MLS already has it. You just get it filled out, get your buyer to sell it, get your buyer to sign it, and away you go. It shouldn't be a big deal. The agreement effectively will destroy the current home buying and selling business model. It hasn't affected it at all here in Seattle. Not at all. Commissions haven't come down. Housing prices haven't dropped. You got nothing, nothing. Here you got CNN just babbling on about nonsense, in which sellers pay both their broker and a buyer's broker, which critics say have driven housing prices artificially higher. It's part of a system. You've got buyer's agents handle, you know, the appraisal process. Buyer's agents handle the building inspection. There's a million things on, you know, those two things just right there. They handle negotiating all the forms for their client. The seller's agent, they handle pricing. They handle getting the property in the market. They handle the photographer. They handle, you know, responding on the building inspection for the seller. Million things there. The checklist for each side is, it's hideously long because there's a lot of work that goes into this. And that's what CNN, you know, has authors of this, you know, type of article that just don't really know what they're talking about. So the whole reaction to this NAR agreement has been, oh, it's going to be such change. Because if they came out with a story that said, yeah, well, we just had this huge lawsuit get settled, you know what's going to happen as a result of it? Not much. Not much. That doesn't sell. That, you know, if it bleeds, it leads. So, you know, that story doesn't sell, but the whole model is going to change. Nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. Nothing will change moving forward. Maybe you've got, you know, a little bit of change on the disclosure of commissions, but you know what? It is what it is. Buyers don't want to pay it. Therefore, you know, somebody asks, well, you know, seller isn't offering a commission. Can you please, Mr. or Mrs. Buyer, pony up another $15,000? On top of your $250,000, you know, K down payment and your closing costs of $10,000 and all this else, could you pay our commission? No, it's not going to happen. What a ridiculous concept. By some estimates, real estate commissions are expected to fall 25 to 50%. Why? Why? Let's read on. So this is according to TD Cowen's Insights. This will open up opportunities for alternative models of selling real estate that already exist, but don't have much market share, including flat fee and discount brokerages. Because flat fee and discount brokerages, they, you know, they're working off of a different business model and they're not full service brokerages. They're only doing a very limited, like flat fee. You get your property onto the market for $600. You're operating without somebody representing the most expensive investment in your life, if you're willing to take that risk, I say go for it. You know, more power to you. I mean, roll that dice, see how it goes. So no, it's not going to open up alternative. It's not going to open up alternatives, opportunities for alternative models. Those have already been there for a long time. This change is nothing. This change is nothing. Let's move on to another article here. So CNN, you get a two thumbs down for just wild inaccuracy. Homebuyers expecting big savings after realtor settlement, likely in for a letdown. Wah, wah, wah. It's true. Everyone is turning this ruling into what they want it to be, like CNN just did. They thought, wow, this is how it should go. We've already experienced it here. You can put $0 down on a listing for the buyer's commission. Nobody did that. Nobody did that. Listing fees are, realtor commission fees are and have always been negotiable. Negotiable. You get sellers that negotiate that all the time. You get buyers that say, hey, I want 1% of your commission. There's always been that opportunity to negotiate. So this, you know, concept that it's, well, it's between 5% and 6%, period. You can't avoid it. That is simply not true. Nor has it ever been true. Well, it's kind of a monopoly. Well, there's a lot of different agents out there. Why don't you go interview a bunch of them and see what they come up with and see how much that, you know, there's a pretty wide range of services that people offer. So I would say, you know, it's just not true. Consumers expecting big savings from a National Association of Realtors class action settlement over agent commissions may be in for a letdown. The agreement drew cheers from President Joe Biden, who said it could save homeowners and home sellers as much as $10,000. He's just parroting some nonsense that he heard because he doesn't have an original thought in his brain. In one example, and former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers, who said that breaking the realtor cartel could save U.S. homeowners $100 billion over time. Well, that's not going to happen. And we're going to look back at some of these statements that people have made and realize they're just not telling you the truth. They threw something out. We think it might be true. Kinda. Just not. But the true benefits remain unclear, especially for first-time homebuyers who need the help the most. Absolutely. Getting into a home now, never has home ownership affordability. It's, you know, you got such little supply out there. Interest rates have gone, you know, more than doubled in a short period of time. What a bloodbath, right? It's been slow going since July of 2022. Market's picking up a little bit, but need those rates to come down a little bit. And I think that will happen, especially as we get close to the election. But, you know, in the meantime, people are buying homes, you know, and they're kind of getting used to the idea of, you know, homes are way more expensive with the monthly nut that these rates, you know, that are no longer at 2 3/4 or 3%, they're now at 6.5, 6 3/4, close to 7%, right? Because of that transitory inflation that's been here for years. Huh, that's weird, right? It's especially tough for first-time homebuyers looking to jump into one of the most unaffordable markets in history. In theory, the settlement could translate into lower home prices by pushing commissions down. But experts say that's just not a given, especially in the short run. No seller I've encountered will lower the price just because their transaction cost went down, meaning transaction cost, meaning the dollar amount it's going to take to sell their home. They're still going to go for the moon. And why wouldn't they? This was a statement by Steve Murray. He's a senior advisor to data provider and consultant RealTrends. That will not happen, is what he's saying. And that's what I'm saying as well. It's not happening. It hasn't happened. And my market has already adjusted for it. All the stuff coming out of this lawsuit, we proactively, by we, I mean our Northwest Multiple Listing Service, which is one of the biggest in the United States, proactively took some steps and did everything, kind of looking into the future going, all right, we don't want that liability. So they've taken care of that. And how much has changed? Zero. Zero. So all of this ridiculousness, National Association of Realtors said in a statement responding to Biden's remarks that commissions were already negotiable before the settlement agreement and will continue to be. It's true. It's 100% true. Biden's just reading off of a card, and hopefully he doesn't read the, you know, in between the quiet part out loud, but you know, he's reading what's on the card, and this is what's being parroted to everybody, especially mainstream media, because it's being viewed as a big win. It's a non-issue to me. It's just business as usual. So real estate agent commissions are driven by the market and are not the cause of the affordability crisis, the National Association of Realtors said. That's true. That's true. And if you're living in a big blue city, if you've got Democrat-run city, you're in a city, and most big urban cities are, you've constricted the supply of housing to the point where you've got big demand because you've got the jobs in the cities, and you don't have the supply. There's not enough supply. And we haven't had enough supply since the Great Recession. All those builders left and never came back. We've continually had an undersupply. So all of this stuff that constricts the supply, yeah, that drives prices up, not the real estate commissions. Decades-old system for how U.S. agents are compensated has long been controversial. Sellers typically pay a commission to their agents of 5 or 6%. So 2.5% to the listing agent side, 2.5% to the buyer's agent side, you know, maybe 3%, 3%, although you're seeing 3 and 3 less and less. And the more expensive a property is, the more that the lower the commission is, because like that, you know, the case that I gave before, 3% of, you know, 150 or 1.5% of 2 million. You know, do the math. Not that hard. The listing agent then splits the money with the buyer's representative. Critics argue that the structure inflates costs and creates bad incentives. How? It's negotiable. All right. Seller has the right to choose which one they want to do. All right. I can put down zero for the buyer's commission, and then the buyer has to pay that commission. So, you know, why would we do that? Why would we do that? Because that drives away people willing to look at their home. They don't, and they haven't. And that's why I say not much has really changed. In October, a Missouri jury handed down a $1.8 billion verdict that found the NAR and others liable of colluding to keep prices high. To settle that case and others, the NAR agreed earlier this month to pay sellers roughly $418 million and said, and it's going to come out to about $13 a person. So don't spend it all in one place. You know, make it last at that Starbucks trip you're going to make. That change to take effect this summer, subject to a court approval, could encourage sellers to negotiate lower commissions. It won't. But the industry is rife with speculation that agents will find ways to discuss commission splits through other methods, for example, on brokerage websites. It is what it is. This is the way the commission has been for years. It's been negotiable. It's, you know, you've got more disclosure of it now. This lawsuit saying, we don't want to have the commission out there anymore. You know, lack of transparency moving forward is a good thing. Okay. All right. I expect commissions to get bid down to 4% to 5% over time with variation by home price and geography, said Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi said. Mark, I wholeheartedly disagree with you, and I would lay a big, big bet on that. If you want to do a time frame, say put 10 grand on it, I do that. I would bet that money because it's not going to happen. It's a significant change, but will likely to be gradual. How gradual? Yeah, how gradual there, big guy? I expect most of the gain to be captured by the seller, so the impact on home prices will be small. Possible outcomes. The settlement was a hot topic at the American Real Estate Society, whatever, in Florida. Here's one statement. In theory, the seller should pass on some savings to the buyer, but maybe not as much in a seller's market. You think? They're going to go for top dollar. That's what their deal is. Buyers come in, try and negotiate the lowest price. Sellers start right off the bat at a high price, hoping that they can get it. Why wouldn't they? Well, because our transaction cost is lower, we're just going to drop it by that price. We're going to offer it to the buyers out of the goodness of our hearts. No, that's not happening. At all. Not even close. And it may encourage more first-time home buyers who sometimes lack the cash to pay for brokers up front to go it alone, according to Johnson. They're not going to go it alone. They're going to keep their broker and they're going to go find a house that has a commission that pays their broker's commission. Period. And you know what? They're not going to have to go it alone because sellers aren't offering 0% for commission because they want to sell the home. And they know that a skilled buyer coming in is worth their money, because now the buyer has got somebody representing their interest, seller's got somebody representing their interest, they're less likely to get sued. You know, that's just how it works. So if you want to, again, if you want to represent yourself in a transaction, I say go for it, but don't expect the results to be stellar because you don't know what you're doing. You have no idea what you're doing. You want to take that risk and the biggest investment in your life? Go for it. Yeah. Hey, roll those dice. See how that works out. More buyers are likely to go directly to listing agents to avoid having to shell out commission costs. No, because the sellers aren't going to offer zero commission. And so that's just that they're not going to, oh yeah, let's not have anybody represent our interests. Let's just go with them who represent the seller and we'll just hope for the best. We'll hope that they have mercy on us. No, that's not happening. It's literally not happening. But that might result in more agents with potential conflicts of interest. Only lawsuit I've ever been involved in is where we had one of our agents representing both the buyer and the seller. In that it is the highest risk transaction in real estate, dual representation, because you cannot, I'm going to represent you 100% and I'm going to represent you 100%. You know, how do you do that? It's like having two spouses. I'm going to love you half and I'm going to love you half, the other half. How are you going to do that? You're not. Somebody's going to get something somewhere that's more than 50%, right? You just are. It's the whole thing. The whole concept is just, well, if I try and do the best for you, and I try to do the best for you, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. More buyers are likely to go directly to listing agents to avoid having to show up for commission. And we covered that. But that might result in more agents with potential conflicts of interest. Yes. And brokerages don't want that. And the insurance companies that cover their E&O certainly don't want that. So, you know, this is just ridiculous. Now some buyers are going to have to pay out of pocket or maybe buy less expensive homes because they don't have the money. I don't see that happening. Or because they're going to have to pay the commission. I do not see that happening. I just don't. You move on to a home that has commission because there are so few homes that have zero commission for the buyer's agent. And sellers know that. They know that they are literally taking out a handgun and shooting themselves in the foot at the outset of their listing period if they go down that road. I'm going to show those buyer's agent a thing or two. Nobody shows their home. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I'm going to go show Jimmy's home down the street. He's got full commission. So, you know, that's just kind of how it goes. New rules. Agents are already adapting to the new rules. And here in the Seattle area, in our MLS goes as far as north as Canada. We go up to, you know, the northern border. We go down to Oregon. We go eastern Washington. It's a massive area that we cover. And we've already been doing, you know, some aspects of this for multiple years, because our, you know, attorneys at our MLS looked forward at this lawsuit that took years to put together and get settled and said, all right, here's how we avoid, you know, misrepresentation. Here, you know, sellers can offer zero. There's that option. They've given us a bunch of options on how to negotiate commission. So it's just all transparent. It's all out there. So agents are already adapting to the new rules under the proposed settlement. In New York, broker Keith Burkhart is working on a new flat rate service to help provide valuing properties, negotiating deals, and navigating the city's co-op and condo boards. He figures pricing will be critical and estimates charging buyers between $5,000 and $7,500. That's great. But who's going to negotiate the building inspection? And who's going to do all those other things? Who's going to put the offer together? Because I'm not seeing that. If you're a buyer and the seller's paying the commission, don't you want to have full representation? A smart buyer would say, yeah, why would you, you know, go with this? So these cut, we've had so many runs of different companies come up with these cut rate deals. This is going to be the greatest revolution in real estate. This is going to be the one. And they come and go and you're like, wah, 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 didn't happen. You're done. You're toast. Yeah. And so much of that, we're going to revolutionize the industry. Well, the reason why a lot of this stuff is in place is because it works. And actually, you've got more disclosure now, and you've got more ability to negotiate. And that's why I think so much of this stuff is just, it's just stuff that the media and President Biden can inaccurately portray to the consumer public that doesn't know what they're talking about. And then you watch a video like this and go, oh, yeah, what about all those headlines I read? They were just that. They were headlines. They drew you in. You saw them. You read them. Oh, the prices are going to be dropped less and less commission. No. Right now, everyone is turning this ruling into what they want it to be, said Mike DePrete, who teaches courses on real estate technology. So, if you can't do, you teach. And in real estate, that is 100% the rule. Because otherwise, why would you be a teacher at the University of Colorado Boulder, right, of real estate? You'd be out there slinging those properties, right? Making those huge commissions, making that big rip. Some people are saying, not much is going to change. I am one of those because I've already experienced it. We've already had our MLS address these things. I know you've heard me tell it 5 times already, but that's the reality. Others want the story to be that it's a seismic shift for the industry. Now, the only thing that's seismic is the amount of misinformation, including CNN and the president, that's being put out. The whole thing is being driven by fear and uncertainty. Absolutely. 100%. That's just how this goes. Let's go ahead. Let's take another look. Sold a home recently? Here's what you'll get from the $418 million realtor settlement. So let's just scroll down here. Congratulations. You're entitled to a big piece of the pie, but don't expect a windfall. After deducting attorney's fees, it could be as low as $13. Yeah. That's a pittance compared with the $18,000 to $22,000 commission Southern California sellers typically pay buyer's agents on top of what they pay their own agents. It's not going to be a lot of money, said Jack Miller, president and chief executive of Orange County-based T360. T360. That's an interesting name. It's not really a financial thing. The rules are the big changer here. Big deal here. The size of the seller payout is one of the 4 key takeaways from the 107-page settlement. Yada, 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 yada. All right, we got that. Some build the agreement as an earthquake that's likely to topple the standard 6% commission rating. A senior fellow for the Consumer Federation of America predicted commissions could fall as much as 30% over the next few years as buyer's agents compete for business. Well, buyer's agents have always competed for business. Always competed for business. Seller's agents always compete for business. We all compete for business. So how does that make, 30% drop? I don't know. It's not really explained. Some real estate professionals push back, denying the commission will fall much, if at all. And I'm in that camp because I have already lived it as a managing broker of somewhere around 100 agents, owner of that brokerage, Summit Properties Northwest. It's the channel you're watching right now. How much disruption have we had? None. Huh. So with this settlement, do you think there'll be this big outbreak? No, because my MLS has already addressed it. Those issues are already taken care of. So the settlement must win court approval before becoming effective, possibly in July. So you got to sign a contract. Yeah, that's the number one thing you do. Buyers and their agent have to sign a contract. Home buyer agents get paid will be up for grabs. How buyer's agent? Okay. But it's always been up for grabs, and it's up to the seller if they want to offer a commission or not. And that is now more negotiable than ever. It's just right there. It's on our purchase and sale agreement. So, okay, yeah. Will commissions really drop? We've talked about that. Home buying 6% commission is gone. We haven't had straight 6%, on consistently every, transaction for a long time. It's maybe 2% aside or 2.5% aside. Something like that. So this notion of 6%. Blatantly false narratives have been published by mainstream media. Fictional statements are being published as though they are fact. 100%. 100%. Including CNN. And that's literally why CNN's ratings have plummeted. And they have gotten rid of, their CEO. They've gotten rid of all their talent. I don't even need to go any further. So some observers also question the speculation that home sellers will lower their prices since they're, okay, we've talked about that. We think sellers are going to keep the money. Huh. They probably will, won't they? But, you know, out of the goodness of their hearts, again, I say, is that going to happen? Probably not. The almighty dollar talks, doesn't it? Yeah. So all this other stuff is, it's just nonsense. It's just the media going out there and saying a bunch of stuff, saying, here's one guy, Rob Hahn of Las Vegas, a former industry consultant who writes a real estate blog under the moniker Notorious ROB instead of Notorious BIG. Biggie Smalls. He was great, right? He has an entirely different take on the settlement. Asked how much commissions will drop, he said, none, zero, nothing changes. Huh. Wow. That's not what our fearless leader of the free world is stating, is it? It's not what President Biden is saying. What do we have going on here? Is this collusion? Misinformation? Nah, it's just people, they see a settlement and they think, we're going to drop prices. We're finally going to be able to get into a home. Sorry, folks, that's not happening. You've got such an undersupply of housing throughout the United States right now that that's why you don't have home prices dropping, even though interest rates have gone from 2.75% to 3% maybe, all the way up to, you know, over 7% for short periods of time. So without home prices dropping dramatically, because you have a classic shortage of supply. So agents are already out there saying, I'm just going to call that agent and say, what are you guys offering? The listing agent says nothing. We're not required to. He says, some agents will say, good luck selling that house. That's the reality of the marketplace. Hey, good luck selling that house. Good luck. Good luck. It's always negotiable. Always has been. Steering is illegal, and yet it happens all the time, Hahn said. I don't know the settlement changes any of that. And steering, when you think of steering, you're thinking of, oh, don't buy in that neighborhood. Oof, no, don't buy in that neighborhood. You know what goes on in there. Oof, not good. That's steering. This notion of steering based on what buyers can pay or not pay. If buyers can't pay additional money, is that steering? No, it's an affordability issue. If the seller has made it such an issue, then that's on the seller. That's on the seller. Who qualifies for settlement payments? All right. Yeah, you can figure that out. If you think you have a right to qualify that, contact your attorney. That's it for me. I'm not going to beat this one up anymore, but I've seen so much stuff in the media that has just been absolute. You read it and you go, okay, that's wrong. That's wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Not happening. That I just had to do this video. So hope you enjoyed this content. If you did, hit that subscribe, smash that like button, all that good stuff. Hit the notification bell, and I'll see you on the next one. Thanks again for watching. We'll catch up soon. Bye for now.